Secondary 3, Text 9. As a volunteer reporter for your school radio station, you have been asked to report on the closing ceremony of the National Student Games being held in your area. On your return from the ceremony, you read your report on the evening news bulletin. This is what you say. As I approached the stadium, it was starting to get dark. The whole area was buzzing. This had been such a successful event. The young people from around the country had captivated audiences with their skill, strength, good humor, and sportsmanship. Now it was time for them to have fun, and everybody, it seemed, wanted to join the party. I joined the crowd streaming into the stadium. The happy atmosphere was infectious. Soon, I was being pulled along by an excited group of hockey players, athletes, and swimmers. I asked one of them why these games had been so successful. She replied, "I had an amazing time. The competition had been fierce, but I think the real winner has been the sport itself. We've all been cheering each other on, even our closest rivals. The encouragement of spectators and other competitors has helped so many of us achieve personal bests." Alvin here jumped further than he's ever jumped before. She introduced me to Alvin, who told me, "When I was preparing for my last jump, the spectators were going wild, but it was the sight of Alan, the boy I would beat if I made the distance, that really made the difference. He was clapping and cheering me on, just like everyone else." We finally reached the stadium and were treated to a wonderful performance by drama students from around the country, and a breathtaking display by some of the gymnasts, followed, of course, by the closing speeches. Then the lights were dimmed and the whole stadium went quiet. The music started, and suddenly the sky was lit up with bursting stars and cascades of color. A fitting and spectacular end to a truly memorable occasion. What a brilliant night. I can't wait for the next games.